the potential to be the best and worst podcast we've ever done. Welcome to A Healthy Obsession.
I feel like that sums up most weeks of our podcast, though, doesn't it? Does it not?
Could be good, could be great.
So it feels like that every week.
Sometimes maybe good.
Sometimes maybe shit.
Yeah.
That's definitely our podcast.
Maybe change the wording.
Yeah, so it's going to be good or great or great or shit.
Yeah.
All right.
It will be what it will be, mate.
How are you feeling, Thomas?
Better.
You sound a bit croaky.
I'm very croaky.
You know what it makes me croaky and I hate the most about going to Las Vegas is the smoke.
It's because you're inside all the time.
Yeah. Like, I woke this morning and I felt like I've smoked 40 cigarettes.
Horrible. I do sound croaky.
You do sound croaky.
So I heard myself. I can hear myself in the headphones.
And my voice is croaking in my own ears. So how's it going, mate? You're alive and kicking?
I'm... Yeah, well, I mean, it's any man's recovery from a Vegas weekend is usually the older you are, the harder it is, I think.
Yeah, it was definitely, it's definitely getting harder.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if it's from drinking so much. I think it's more so from the lack of sleep.
Yeah, I mean, mine's probably both. Let's be honest.
If we're being honest.
But yeah, slow recovery.
Did you enjoy yourself?
I had a fantastic time, apart from the football.
Football was bad.
So should we, anyone that doesn't know, we had the, small goal, not we. I don't get anything out of it.
You're part of small goal.
You
don't get anything directly, we get indirectly from it.
Yeah, this podcast.
Which you also get nothing from.
No.
Although, so, you know, you described your time on this podcast as a beacon of light in your week. You said that.
That's not necessarily a good thing, is it? They just told you about the rest.
Whenever, yeah, that was just your life, wank. When this is the highlight.
That's what the benchmark is, doesn't it?
I think you said that also, like, coming to a sweaty little studio is the highlight of your week.
Sad is that.
It's depression.
Yeah, you put a good spin on it.
A beacon of light.
You took it a good way.
And you meant it as a dig.
Oh, it was a dig.
At yourself.
Yeah.
All right, go on. So
Small Goal Soccer hosted their national championships in Las Vegas this weekend.
Mm.
And to be fair, should we congratulate the winners first? Get it out of the way before we forget.
Yeah, SD Baja of San Diego are the national champions.
And they will be representing the United States at the 6v6 World Cup in Germany this June.
That's exciting, isn't it?
What a prize. By the way, that might be the best prize in amateur football.
You think so?
Apart from a big check.
Would you rather cash or a trip to Germany?
You know what you should do next time is have a fake airline ticket made.
Yeah, or a plane.
like the Vanarana Cup, a little drone plane flies in, plane. Drops them off the tickets.
With a German flag. Drops off the tickets.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Sort that out next time.
Yeah.
Surely the trip's better. It's worth way more than the cash.
Oh, because you can't buy your way into the tournament.
Exactly. So, prestige.
Yeah, it's got some real value.
You have to win the Small Goal Soccer Championship to go.
Yeah, so they're going to go represent the US, and I think they were a very good team. So I'm excited to see how they do out there.
What's your prediction for where they finish? Do you think they can win it?
I think, yeah, well, anyone can win it because it depends on how they go on a run, doesn't it? But,
well, no shit.
I think they'll do well out there. I'm not going to go all out.
Top four?
Potential to be top four.
They were very good.
Yeah, they were good.
So they beat two-time championship finalist losers, a team from Phoenix called Jalisco.
Yeah.
They lost last two finals.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's harsh.
That's tough.
Yep.
And they've lost both finals, I think, 3 or 4-0.
Yeah.
Pattern.
Third time lucky. Come back next year, lads.
And Seattle were on the other side of the final.
Yeah.
They got beat.
Nice.
And then Mitch FC.
Yeah, and then we decided to put a team in Division 2.
How big of a mistake was that in hindsight?
It was the worst idea ever.
It was, wasn't it?
Ever.
It
sort of justified the trip to Vegas, though. It's what got us there.
That's all it was. It was just so you could be able to say, I've got a reason I'm going to Vegas.
Going to Vegas to play football.
Yeah, to play football, not just to go on drinking.
It was pathetic.
It was bad.
We won the first game 3-2.
Who scored the winning goal?
You did, to be fair.
It was good, wasn't it?
Well, I'm not sure. We were 3-1 up. You scored. Yeah, I guess it still counts as a winning goal.
It's a winning goal, Tom.
But when he scored it, it wasn't like it, though. It was like that was the...
But my goal won the game for us.
Eventually, it won the game.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thanks, mate.
And then second game, we're all eating cheeseburgers under the tent. And the tournament organiser, the man in this room, gave us the wrong kickoff time. So we're sitting there in our socks eating cheeseburgers, and the other team's done a full warm up on the pitch whilst we're pointing and laughing at them. And then the referee says, "You've got 30 seconds to get on the pitch and kick off." So we played with 5 against 6 for the entire first half.
No, it wasn't the first half. It was the first 10 minutes.
Well, first half's only 20.
So you said the entire first half.
It felt like it.
If it crossed the 11th minute, it would have been the majority of it.
It felt like we were playing with 5 anyway.
No keeper.
And we got to half time at 0-0. Only to be told we'd given up a goal on a technicality.
Yeah, which was right.
We didn't provide a game ball. So the other team dobbed us in.
And we had 2 balls.
They dobbed us in, and the referee gave them a goal.
And we had 2 balls under the tent.
Terrible.
It's bad, isn't it?
So anyway, we went on to lose.
You can't be saying this. They make it sound the tournament really shit.
4-0 did we lose?
4-1, I think.
The other team were very good.
They were decent.
Were good.
Yeah, they didn't win it, though. Division 2. Team from Seattle won Division 2. Only one Phoenix winner.
Yeah, I saw that. The next team we played did win it.
They did.
I don't want to say more about it.
Yeah, because you got mugged off big time.
1-1 at half time, though, wasn't it?
You got the opening goal.
I scored. We went 1-0 up against the team, the champions.
And lost 7-1.
But it was 1-1 at half time.
Yeah.
Fitness was the factor. Third game of the day.
It was 4 subs. I didn't even play in that game.
With 3 subs.
3 subs.
You were a sub that just stood there.
I was the sub that was not subbing in.
I got, yeah. Everyone else gave up and I carried on fighting.
You got annoyed, didn't you?
I had to put in a couple of tackles.
You got legitimately annoyed.
Well, they were just like... The last 5 minutes of the game, it was just a 3v1 against me consistently, and they were just playing around me for fun.
But even post-game, you were very animated.
Well, because I hate losing.
Oh, hello.
I'm animated again.
Hello.
Are you okay with what happened?
I wasn't playing, losing, so I don't care. I'm very selfish.
That's terrible.
I wasn't in the team, so if I had been playing, I would have been very upset.
It was pathetic.
I thought Celtic overall was shit.
Yeah, disappointing.
Very disappointing.
I was very disappointed with the football aspect of the weekend.
Yeah, it's not...
Just for our team. The tournament was great.
Yeah, the tournament was great.
Said that on record, mate.
Thanks, mate.
But our team, yeah. I saw you left the group chat as well.
I deleted it.
I put in a picture of the Seattle team that beat us. Because as one of their players was walking out after the final, he asked me if I wanted to take a picture with his trophy.
That was good.
Very good banter.
That was all-time trolling.
That was good banter from him.
Yeah,
I don't think they had it in them, but that was good.
Yeah, well, weren't they winding you up at the craps table?
Yeah.
Shout out that Emerald City FC. Good lads.
Yeah, all right, lads.
They went for all the right reasons. They were on the craps table till late. They still got up and won the tournament. They're what Phoenix Celtic used to
be.
They're
what I want to be.
Yeah,
that's what I expected us to be.
Yeah,
good on the pitch and good off the pitch. We were great off the pitch.
Were we?
Awful on the pitch.
I think we were terrible off the pitch.
Well, sorry, we shouldn't say we. I was great.
You were on good form.
I was great.
I'd say 20% of the team were on good form. 80% of the team were terrible off the pitch as well.
On and off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm all right with you being terrible on the pitch if you go all out off the pitch. Yeah,
bad both sides.
Our squad really let the event down.
So, yeah. But on the whole, good weekend. Adam, me and him had a little... We travelled together, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
And Adam decided to keep notes all weekend, which is a bit strange when you'd be doing something and he'd just be typing in his phone. Let me write this down.
Do you want to go through some highlights real quick?
I want to know what you've been writing down all weekend. Your highlights of the weekend.
One was someone recognised you as doing the podcast, but he got the name of the podcast wrong.
And my name wrong.
And no, it's a different guy.
A different guy?
Yeah, the guy that recognised you from the podcast thought it was the OHA podcast.
Oha.
Oha.
Welcome to the Oha podcast.
Which is funny.
Yeah, that is quite funny.
Even funnier that he recognised you.
Weird that he recognised me.
You're a celeb.
How's he recognised me?
You're a celeb.
I wasn't even talking.
People have seen pictures of you on the internet.
Apparently.
Take your phone off. Stop it.
Sorry, I'm popular.
No, you're not.
That's my mate, wouldn't it? When are you recording the OHA podcast? Can I get a shout out, mate?
Yep. Tom, I've written down, Tom was tracking other people's bathroom use. Do you remember this?
When?
On Sunday.
Oh, people running in and out?
No. There was somebody that went to the bathroom, and about 10 minutes later, you had noticed that they'd been in the bathroom
for a while.
Yeah, you know, you're just a weird man. What are you tracking that for?
That's a comment.
It was a passing comment. Yeah, but what are you tracking it for? It's a busy restaurant. Yeah. You should have better things to be doing, like enjoying your pasta.
Talking to you.
Also, a bit strange that...
I do remember that now.
It's a bit strange that the bloke in the restaurant that served the food had the... plates on a little cart at the side, and he sort of messed around with it for a few minutes.
That was really weird, wasn't it?
And then he put it on your plate and then gave it to you. He
spooned it around.
He was spooning it for a few minutes.
He spooned the food onto my plate.
It's a bit weird, wasn't it?
And I was like, what about the rest of it? Can I have the rest of it, please?
But you didn't need it, did you?
Did not need it.
Didn't eat it.
Very filling.
But drank a bottle of wine as well.
Yeah. Well, in an Italian restaurant.
And then you got very loud talking to the waiter about Napoli.
He wasn't from Napoli, he was from Vegas.
No, but he was Italian. He was Italian, but he grew up in Napoli.
Been in Vegas for 15 years.
So he supported Napoli. We've also got here...
You've taken a lot of notes.
Taxi Jules. Don't remember
taxi
that.
I don't know what that means.
I do remember the guy... There's two lines for the
taxi. No, taxi man. I told him to beat your taxi in a race.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. We did. We absolutely smashed you. Yeah,
it was a sweaty little driver.
Yeah, we were flying.
Also, guy, that this was funny. There was two lines to queue up for taxis, and one guy you asked, "Which line do we need to stand to get a cab?" He turned around and said, "Fuck off." That was it.
And his job was to tell people where the taxis go.
He just walked off.
Excuse me. Where do I go for the taxi? Well, thanks, mate. Yeah, sorry.
Also. Bad. Tommy wanted to go and get in a bar, which there was a big queue for.
Yep.
Told him we weren't queuing up. We said we'd take him up to the entrance and tell security that you were Wayne Rooney, at which point you described yourself as Rain Wooney.
Weird thing to say.
It's weird.
Rain Wooney.
Rain Wooney.
Say that three times fast, you can't.
Do you think security would have gone for it?
Rain Wooney.
Rain Mooney.
I think I'd have been laughed out of the building.
It says taxi number 24, Tommy. Don't know what that means.
No idea what that means.
Don't know what
that
means.
What have you written that down for?
Don't know.
Text number 24.
Yep. Also, Tom doesn't wear headphones on the plane. You just stare at people.
Just sit in silence.
And stare at people.
I really do. Don't stare at people. That sounds weird.
Well, yeah, you said that to me.
I said,
what do you do on a plane then? You said, I just sit there.
Just sit.
Stare at people.
Well, all right. I guess that's what I do.
What did you just think about stuff?
No, I was there. Well, yeah. Yeah, I do. I think about what I'm going to say on this podcast.
Why do you have a pair of headphones? You fly around all the time.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've got some of them AirPods.
You just don't use them?
Just never charge them.
Start using AirPods on the plane, you big weirdo. Last one, probably the funniest one, is that you've got a pointing problem. I brought this up to Tom at dinner, because when he, especially after he's had a few drinks, and he starts talking to you, he starts talking at you with his pointed finger. So we spent the rest of the evening, Tom didn't think that pointing was rude, and we had to interview pretty much everyone else in Las Vegas to decide whether pointing was rude or not.
And I couldn't stop pointing. The more we talked about it, the worse it got. Hi, my name's Tom, and I've got a problem with pointing.
Tom's got a pointing problem. That's all it says on the note.
But you do, you point. If you pay attention to people pointing... I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, actually, he's actually pointing.
This is why I've got to start recording the podcast with a video.
Yeah, exactly.
I've not even tried to point.
But pointing towards something is okay.
Yeah,
like, hey, you need to go over there, but you can't point with the index at people while you're talking.
Try and say the word "you" and then not point. It's almost impossible.
No, it's not.
Just say it. Just drop in conversation.
It's not. You have got a pointing problem. And I said that it's because he's a soccer coach and he points at everything.
That's true.
So if you're ever out with Tommy again, just notice how much he points at things.
You know, it's going to be really annoying. Everyone's going to be pointing at me now.
Oh, yeah. And also pulling you up every time you got
him. Oh, you're pointing at me again.
That was the rest of the evening.
Yeah. That literally was all we talked about.
But it wasn't me calling you up on it. You were calling yourself up on it.
Oh, I don't think I've got a problem with it.
Big time.
It's not a pointing problem.
I'd like to ask your wife if she notices your pointing problem.
Let me point a lot.
Yeah. No, you just got a pointing problem.
It's not a problem.
People point, but people generally point a lot, but you point at people.
We'll have a vote.
We'll have a vote. We'll talk to the wife. We'll see what's happening. So, overall, great weekend in Vegas. Thank you to everyone that came. And, we'll see you next year.
Really enjoyed it.
It was good.
I'm not going next year.
Definitely are. I'm going next year, but I'm taking a better team.
I'll still be recovering.
Yeah. Going to Wembley in a couple of weeks anyway.
You know, you are?
Yep.
Yeah.
Got tickets today.
They actually got tickets?
Yeah.
What are you sitting?
Don't know.
Who are you playing? Forest?
Newcastle.
Oh, you might get done by them.
It's going to be a good final. That'll actually be a good final.
Fans will be up for it as well. Both sets of fans.
Newcastle haven't won a trophy for 68 years. That's 68. Longer than Tottenham, if that's possible.
That is longer than Tottenham. Is it really? 68 years?
They were in the last time they were in a final was 1999 against United when we won the treble. 30 years ago.
That's going to be mental.
Going to be a good final.
Atmosphere will be brilliant.
Well, Newcastle will be like, game on. Yeah. So United haven't won a trophy for 5 years.
Two quite attacking teams.
Yeah. Good. It's going to be a good final.
I like that.
Tickets sorted for that. And Barcelona on a Thursday.
Away or at home?
At home in Manchester.
Oh, Barcelona, Manchester.
Yep, so if you've got tickets for, or you're in town for either of those and you want to meet up, let's do it.
Is that the first or the second leg?
Second leg.
Oh, brilliant. Tasty. So you'll know what's on the cards.
On the Stretford end. Yeah, it's going to be good.
A nice little week.
I'm Mids United for 4 years, I think.
That'd be great.
It'd be brilliant.
I'm actually a little bit jealous.
There's 10 of us going in London. Friend of the show, Dean McGeady, correspondent, will be there.
Dropping in.
Yeah, it'll be good.
For a final.
That's 2 weeks away. That's coming up quickly as well.
It's only 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
What are we going to do for the pod?
Well, I leave on Tuesday, so we can do the pod Monday, and then I'll be back the following Tuesday night, so maybe I have to do Wednesday.
E-pod.
E-pod on Tuesday.
Is it an e-pod?
No, a Zoom pod.
Electric pod.
Electric pod.
Doesn't make any sense.
All pods are electric pod. Do you, should we start with 16 minutes and should we start talking about football?
Yeah, we could do that, or we could have half time and then do football in the second half.
No. Well, before we talk about the football, let's talk about the football news.
What have you got?
Jesse Marsh got sacked today.
He's got binned.
That was always coming.
Bit harsh. Leeds is next.
Fuck off, harsh.
Leeds' next two games are Man United.
It's not good, is it?
let him get through them.
Then sack him.
Yeah. See how that goes. Imagine if you won both games.
Legitimately, do you think that he should have been sacked?
Where are they in the table right now?
Bottom.
They're not bottom.
Near the bottom.
Southampton are bottom, mate.
But legitimately, when he said, what did he say 2 weeks ago about it being unfair that football was a points based, it was unfair that football's point result based.
He didn't say that.
Of course he did. We talked about it on the podcast.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did. He deserved to be sacked there and then. That was a direct quote from Jesse Marsh. He said he thinks so. It's unfair that football is a result driven business.
They're 17th with 18 points.
Yeah, but Southampton are three off them.
Yeah, Southampton three behind them. But they're only 3 points off of 14th, Leicester City.
Yeah, but they're going to lose the next two.
Yeah.
And bang it in trouble.
They're in trouble, but who are they going to hire? You know what the stupidest thing? This always happens in football. That if you were going to fire Jesse Marsh, if it was on the cards, Sean Dyche was your choice. You had to do it before someone else did it, because who else is out there now?
Well, do you know, they also spent 100 million in the last couple of transfer windows. Spent a lot of money. Yeah. So why would you let Marsh spend all that money if you're going to bin him in at the end of January?
Give him a little bit of room. He came in, he's been there a year, hasn't he? He came in about this time last year, he came in and kept him up.
Yeah, but I always thought he was a bit wanky.
I think you need to give more time.
He's a bit wanky.
No, I'm not having it.
He got sacked off by Leipzig.
Give him a bit. He didn't get sacked off by Leipzig. He left them to come to Leeds.
That's getting sacked off.
It's not.
He's no good. He's doing all that crazy fist pumping, walking around the pitch thinking he was Jurgen Klopp.
I'm defending him. I'm going to defend him.
Embarrassing.
It's not.
Well, you've like sort of celebrated him. He's rubbish.
He's not rubbish.
Well, he is. He just got sacked.
He needed more time. I genuinely think he just got done in.
The only thing they're good at was pressing, and that was from Bielsa.
Maybe.
They weren't good at anything.
Well, some injuries as well, haven't they?
Patrick Bamford.
He's always injured.
He came out today and he like basically slagged him off as well.
Oh, really?
I didn't think that was very cool of him.
Well, not really.
No, it's like, all right, mate, he's gone. Yeah, he's still going to see him around the football scene.
I thought Bamford was like quite a nice man.
He's barely played under Marsh, yeah, so we all know what you're talking about.
Not having that.
I still think Jesse Marsh is a fraud.
So who takes the Leeds job?
There was talk today, Pochettino ruled himself out.
No.
He was linked today. But he had to call himself out.
Because of Bielsa ball.
Leeds is a tough one because they are a big club.
That would ruin his Premier League.
But look at what's his name at Villa now. I mean, he was top four sort of manager, Emery, and he's gone down the chain to Villa.
Yeah.
Leeds are as big of a club as Villa.
Yeah.
Right? To be fair. Who'd you go get?
That's what I was saying. I asked you the question.
Steve Bruce?
Brucey, no.
Get Bruce in.
I mean, I'm just trying to think, what manager out there?
Tuchel's not doing it, right?
He's not going to Leeds.
It's too big name.
No.
No, they definitely won't. Pochettino said no today.
They might struggle to get, which might be a good thing, because then they might end up getting someone that's actually built.
You know who they were linked with today? And
you got the odds?
No, I don't have the odds, but the guy's name, do you remember, is it Corberan? Corberan? He was with Bielsa at Leeds.
Oh, really?
He's gone to West Brom.
Doing well.
And West Brom were in the bottom three, and now they're in the playoffs, and he's only been there for 13 games, though. But West Brom are in the playoffs now. What do you do there if you're a manager?
Corberan is the odds on.
Is that treachery, Tom?
Mate, Marcelo Bielsa's 5-1.
If he...
Bielsa's 5-1.
Can you imagine Bielsa's the favourite?
No, he's not a favourite. The Corberan lad is. And then Androni Iraola.
Who's that from? Is he Betis or Zaragoza?
Not sure. Pochettino 8-1. Ange Postecoglou.
From Celtic.
Yep. 12-1. Here's the man. Ralph Hasenhüttl. Yes. Bring him back. He'd fit in at Leeds. He loves it.
He's rubbish. He's another one of your favourites, Marsh and Hassel. It's terrible coaches.
If Pochettino has ruled himself out, that's not a great list.
Bielsa back in there. You know what though? I reckon Bielsa will be alright for the last 3 months because everyone will be balls to the wall. The club love him, the fans love him.
Jose Mourinho's 20-1.
Get him in there.
Gareth Southgate's 25-1.
I'd love to see Mourinho in there.
Mourinho at Leeds.
Have a class.
Be wild.
It'd be a wild end of the season. Be good. It would be Hollywood.
Could you? Oh, why not? Get in there.
So what's your opinion on this lad? Gone from Leeds, gone to West Brom. He's doing really well there. Yeah.
Stay at West Brom.
Do you think it's...
at West Brom.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not. Is it too treacherous or...?
I think you go there and if you still take him down, you don't have a job at the end of the season anyway. Whereas you could be going up with West Brom and you're building your own way.
Okay.
So, tough, but I would stay at West Brom.
Stay at WBA.
Yeah.
One more thing before half time that's not the result based business of the Premier League. Man City. Apparently you're in trouble.
Big trouble. Nothing will happen though. They'll get a slap on the wrists. Yeah, they'll get fined like a couple of million quid.
That's it, isn't it?
It's nothing real will happen. They're not going to get dock points. What are they going to do? Take away the title and give it to Liverpool for the last couple of years?
Man United.
Because who would get titles?
United and Liverpool.
They'd get a couple of titles each.
I think Liverpool get three, United would get two. I'd have that.
Would you take it?
Oh, I'd love to take a title off City.
Open bus parade.
Yeah. Oh,
Would you organise? If you're Manchester United and you've just got two titles off City, would you?
Yep.
And I would do two open bus parades, one for each.
A weekend apart.
Two laps.
And Phoenix, I'd have a Phoenix Red Devils, a massive street party. Yep. Yeah, definitely. It's even sweeter.
Celebrate it. Yeah. Even though you didn't win it on the pitch, winning it on a technicality.
I agree with you. I think it's just going to blow over. Vincent Kompany came out pretty strongly today and said that it's like hypocritical, basically. The money that's sloshed into Qatar and all the dodgy money flowing around football, and you're going to start pulling City up on it.
They're after City.
They went back 9 years and found 101 rules been broken. Dodgy, that, isn't it?
The biggest one, they reckon the owner's basically the sponsor.
What's
wrong with that?
But it was something like the ground, you can only sell your name and rights to your ground for something like, whatever, 200 million, and City sold theirs for like 800 million and said it's a sponsor. But the people sponsoring are the Arab Emirates company.
It's all looped in.
Just take it out of the left hand to put it in the right.
For me, I think it's... Listen, the team on the pitch won it, so it's a bit harsh on the players.
They said they're going to be relegated.
It's not the players' fault, is it?
Imagine getting put in the conference. They're outstanding.
What I'd love it is if they all get the conference, but they pay the lads enough to keep them on. So they just absolutely...
Yeah.
But they keep the same squad, but they don't come back up. They just really struggle in the championship because they're getting battered
each week.
But
it happened to Juve, didn't it, when they got done with the match fixing? They went down to Division 3, Serie C, and a lot of lads stayed.
Yeah.
Buffon stayed, Del Piero stayed. Like,
ground them up.
Yeah, and they came back up the league. Yeah. But, I mean, that's pretty mental.
Yeah.
And they all took pay cuts as well. None of the City players.
City aren't taking pay cuts.
Maybe Foden.
Can you imagine Haaland playing the championship?
Maybe Foden. All right, let's say the halftime buzzer. We'll be back to talk about the weekend's action in a moment. We're back at Healthy Obsession, part two. It's like a play. The second act. There are no second acts in American Lives.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think Mark Twain said that.
Brilliant.
All right, so you're feeling refreshed and revitalised after a healthy first half discussion. And also, it's kind of therapeutic getting everything off your chest.
No, I hate it. Never revisit a weekend.
No?
No.
Get the red book out.
No. It's gone.
Yeah, but most of the stuff that we didn't talk about, that's off air.
Very, very filtered versions.
Yep, very filtered. So you did watch Tottenham and Manchester City, heavyweight clash of the weekend.
Like a champ, by the way, got up and watched it.
Yeah, 7 o'clock kickoff?
8 o'clock? Half 8.
The sports book?
Down the sports book.
It's a good sports book to watch football in.
It was all right, except the bar's a bit rubbish.
Can't remember what it's like.
It's very long. But
it's the first time I've been to the Westgate and not been in the sports book.
Sports book's quite nice.
Yeah, the sports book, it's the biggest in the world.
Really? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it is big. But there was like a, you know, a bar where like you can hang bags underneath.
I do remember what you're talking about. It's a bit shit. It's not very deep.
No. But the thing that happened, the big square of wood just kept falling and smashing me in the shins.
That's funny.
And yeah, just couldn't get it to stay there. So it was very annoying.
Thank you to the Westgate for hosting us.
Yeah. Great hotel.
It's good, isn't it?
It wasn't falling apart.
Yeah. Just all. Fix your wooden.
Yeah. Fix your bar.
Stuff.
Sort your bar out. Anyway, so I watched your sports book.
You getting the rounds.
Do you want to start with that game?
Yeah, definitely.
What are you saying? Go on record. Say what you were just going to say.
No, it's okay. I shouldn't say what.
Because when you pull me up on a, you know, not buying a round, I can say,
that's one thing I don't think I ever could. I'd never accuse you of not getting around.
I like that.
You're good at getting around it.
Brilliant.
But you also got around
getting the rounds in for the game.
No, you got the rounds in at the Chandelier Bar in the Cosmo.
Oh, yeah.
It's tasty.
And yeah, actually, what was that drink called?
Eating the little flowers that make your mouth numb.
What was that drink called?
Can't remember.
The flowers, was it Schwischwin?
Yeah, that's it.
Flower?
Yeah, you nailed it.
Set my mouth on fire.
Tottenham 1, Manchester City 0.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Brilliant.
Is that it?
Typical Spurs. I said, we need to lose this, otherwise Arsenal are going to win the league. And then Spursily, we go and win.
Spursily indeed.
What a lot of interesting elements to this game.
Go on then, name them.
No Conte. And all of a sudden, Spurs get a big result.
Mm.
Interesting.
Conte's the problem?
He's not the problem. But he's a bit of the problem. You know?
What did Tottenham do well? They scored early. Kane after 15.
We pressed really well. I mean, you've seen the goal.
Which is odd for Spurs.
What are you on about odd for Spurs? We're quite a good pressing team.
Terrible pressing team.
What are you on about?
Well, it doesn't work ever.
It just did.
When you press, it works, but you don't do it often enough.
No, that's... there you go.
So you're not a good pressing team?
No, when we press, we're good.
which means
at the pressing part, we're a good pressing team.
No, in general, you're not a good pressing team.
Because we don't press.
Yeah.
But when we do press, we're good at it. Yeah?
But I would say that makes you not a good pressing team. You're inconsistent.
That means we're not a pressing team.
Exactly.
But when we press, we're good. Yeah?
No.
You with me here? Come on.
Not having it. Not a good pressing team.
All right, anyway. Well, we are, because we've just done a brilliant job pressing City. Won the ball, got 1-0 up, right?
City playing out the back. Again, the little slugs.
Well,
when will they learn?
Methodology, my friend.
Bullshit. No. When will they learn? They've won 3 league titles in 4 seasons.
Illegally.
Illegally.
They'll count,
you sweaty little cheats. And United, the titles now.
I'll give them credit, right? So, they do stick to what they do and they try and play. What I don't give Pep credit for was, why on earth would you have Kevin De Bruyne on the bench when you're chasing a title?
Odd.
Was there a reason for it? I don't know if there was.
I didn't hear anything, but there had to have been. You don't leave your best player on the bench.
Dropping playing as Spurs.
They've probably got a knock.
Especially when they never beat Spurs at Spurs. Ever.
No, they don't.
This is your banana sort of skin. And I'll just drop one of the best players. I don't think Foden was playing.
Foden came on late, I think.
But it was, interesting from Pep. Very interesting. And they weren't dangerous. They hit the crossbar right before half time.
Is it him trying to be a clever dick like usual?
Showing off.
Yeah.
I got beat with my B team.
Like, I don't need you. Because he had a couple of youngsters out there too. Lewis played. Yeah. I'll see it out there.
Yeah, he had some young ones. But I thought that was a big mistake. And to be fair, watching the second half, it was sort of like, normally Spurs, as a fan, you're sitting there going, it's only a matter of time. We played them 3 weeks ago and we're 2-0 up at half time. We lost 4-2.
Mm.
So we're just waiting for the implosion. But it never came. City never really threatened in the second half. They had a lot of the ball, but it never looked dangerous.
Yeah, Foden wasn't even on the bench. He must be hurt as well.
Proper off-season for them, really.
How
many games have they lost right now?
There's been a lot of criticism around Haaland as well, which I find mental that people can possibly say that he makes them a worse team. How's that feasible when he scored 25 goals? Do you agree with any of that? They've lost, by the way, they've lost 4 games this season so far.
It changes.
They've also scored 32 goals. And Haaland's got 25 of them, I think.
Wait, they've only scored 32 goals in the Prem?
Well, no, that's plus 32, sorry.
Oh, that's yeah, like, no, that's like, wait a minute.
No, they scored 53.
Yeah, behave. I don't think he makes them a worse team, but I think he changes them as a team, which might make them a worse team.
Pep hates a number 9. He hates a striker.
Yeah.
He's never liked a striker.
And you do have to use Haaland a certain way, and if they don't play to his way, he is a bit ineffective.
Mm.
you know, I was terrified of him going up against Eric Dyer. I was like, we're in trouble here.
We struggled against Martinez against United.
Huh?
He struggled against Martinez.
Well, if someone just follows him around, a bit tight.
Hand in his pocket.
Yeah.
So that leaves City on 45. They've lost four. They're 5 points off Arsenal.
But are they, when are those games coming?
They're coming. Tottenham will leave on 5th on 39 points. They're a point behind 4th place Newcastle. They played a game more.
Well, let's talk about that one, because it's a 5-point difference. Arsenal have got a game in hand, but they've just done what we knew they would do, what I predicted on the podcast last week.
What, shit the bed?
They've lost to Sean Dyche.
Do you want to go into Arsenal?
Yeah.
All right. So AHO, if you go back, we said on the show last week that we thought Arsenal would drop points to
the
Everton. The Dyche effect.
Yeah.
You said Dyche.
Dyche, sorry. Still in Vegas.
Sean Dyche, though.
Speaking of, this is a funny one.
Go on.
Friend of the show, Mark, I want to say his second name.
Is he your friend?
Was so bad at throwing the dice, he hit the dealer with the dice. Inadvertently.
Did you get kicked off the table?
No. I think we just walked away out of shame.
Hey, that was one of my other notes, that you win a lot of bets, but you bet...
I don't back myself.
You don't back yourself?
No.
You actually win quite a lot.
I'm a good little roller.
Yeah, but you bottle jobbed it.
I hate the word roller. They want you to be called a shooter.
Yeah, you're a shooter.
Well, I could call it a roller.
But you're a little bottle job. If you backed yourself, you would have come out quids in.
If I'd have backed myself, I would have just lost.
Yeah, I won 20 hands in a row at blackjack.
20 in a row. Oh, do you know, we played war as well.
That was good.
That was very good.
It's all
coming back to me now.
All right, so Sean Dyche said before this, quote, you train how you play. You can train how you play if you have 14 snoods on, 15 hats and leggings, no shin pads, white socks. It's not relevant in response to preparing for the games. He said Everton have to train how they play now, so he made them get rid of all the hubbubble hats.
So everyone took the hats and gloves off, and all of a sudden they're beating Arsenal.
Fantastic.
Dyche is a genius.
That's his proper football management. Get Frank Lampard out of there.
What a slap to Frank.
Frank Lampard, a little slug compared to Sean Dyche.
Was Frank wearing a snood at training?
Probably.
Definitely.
He allowed snoods, that's why they bottomed the league.
Them.
So Everton 1, Arsenal 0. Now, be real, try and be at least fairly balanced.
Yep.
Is it wobble time for Arsenal?
Okay.
Wobble time?
They play Brentford next. Yes.
Tough game.
Then I think they play, is it United?
City, at home.
So, Brentford are a very tough team to play against. Little London derby.
They've got two sweaty away games after that as well. Villa away and Leicester away.
Yeah. I think if Brentford can get a result off them, I think City will beat them as well. And then it is wheels off.
Oof. Big shout,
but
Tom.
Big if with Brentford. That's more hopeful.
You could see a draw.
Potential's there.
Brentford
to drop points.
Yeah, Brentford are a good team.
7th or 8th?
Yeah, London derby. Yeah, it's a possibility.
It's very possible.
Very possible.
My mate Thomas Frank will take care of business.
Oh, you like Thomas Frank now?
Yeah,
now Jesse Marsh has fucked up.
As much as I could like a man with two first names. But, yeah.
Frank's an interesting first name, isn't it?
Frank.
Yeah.
I like it.
Do you?
It's not short for anything.
You think it would be Frank Huddle?
Or Frank Lynn?
Frank Hurdle.
Frank Hurdle.
You also got called Tim this weekend, didn't you, quite a lot?
That's stupid.
Because you said to a guy at the airport, he said, what's your name? And you said, well, it begins with T and ends with M.
And
he said, Tim. It's not that funny.
Mugs me off.
It tickled you for some reason. It's not that funny.
Yeah.
Now you say it out loud.
It's not funny, though.
It's not funny at all.
Funny at the time.
Yeah. Elsewhere. All right, so Everton 1-0. That's great for Everton. Let's be real. That's
amazing.
That's the big result they needed to kick on now.
It gets a little belief behind Dyche. But it's a new manager effect. It always happens.
They're still in the relegation zone, but they're on 18 now. And looking up the table.
They'll grind out some results.
I think so. They'll be fine now.
I listened to him... He did a little podcast and he was talking about how it's all about work rate. Players just have to work harder.
Mm.
And I think he'll establish that, Everton. They'll just work their way out of trouble.
Elsewhere, a team that sort of looked like the old Wolves was Wolves.
Yeah.
3-0 winning against Liverpool. They played very well.
It's mad.
They just looked like... Who was their former manager that went to Spurs?
Nuno...
Nuno De Espirito Santo.
De Santo, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, so when he was at Wolves, they played good football.
Espirito
Santo,
but
they've looked rubbish since, and they looked back to their old selves.
A little bit, yeah.
They looked very good.
They're not a terrible side.
Liverpool are a terrible side. Watching Joel Matip and Joe Gomez stumble around, trying to pretend to be defenders, is bad.
it's hard to put your finger on how it's just all fallen apart.
Keep forgetting Salah plays for them.
Yep, he's done nothing. According to the beginning of the year, I said he's got a big old contract. He's got nothing to drive him forward.
He's won everything at Liverpool.
Yeah, he's just cashed in now.
Nuno Gomez is rubbish. He can't hit the side of a barn door. He's actually
what about the new lad? I didn't see the game, but the new lad, what, Gakpo?
Gakpo's shit.
No good. Spent a lot of money on him.
I just don't know why they didn't sign any central midfielders, because he's too loyal. Klopp's too loyal to Henderson.
No, this is what happens with managers like this. He builds relationships. He's very good at it. But what his friends, they become friends.
Oh, friends.
Yeah, but it's hard to get rid of your friends, isn't it?
Henderson didn't even start this one, though.
No, but what the mad thing is he could probably help him at the moment.
But that front three, Gakpo, Nunes and Salah, it's average, isn't it?
It's average.
It's very average. But and the back four, Gomez and Matip was absolutely embarrassing. Joe, Matip was a terrible defender.
But what did Klopp say after the game? They asked him a question, he just sort of went, I don't know.
I think he fell out with someone from The Athletic.
Yeah, he called him out.
He called him out. It's like, I'm just not answering your question.
Alright.
It's been a big sulky crybaby.
Big sulker.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
Elsewhere, Manchester United 2, Crystal Palace 1. Another win for United.
A sweaty little win, though.
Yeah, but only because of a dodgy red card.
Hanging on at the end.
That wasn't a red card, was it? Casemiro.
No. Why, he choked someone?
He didn't choke him.
It's a red card.
He didn't choke him.
What do you mean he didn't choke him?
He put his hand up to push him away. Oh, that's not a choke.
It's a choke.
It's not a choke.
It's definitely a choke.
Get overturned, for sure.
No chance. How's you can't put your hands on someone's neck.
Well, how's the other lad not been... He pile-drived Anthony.
Pile-drived him?
He pile-drived him.
What a wrestling move, pile-driver.
He pile-drived him into the fucking... what do you call it?
The boards.
Yeah.
Do that.
It was a WWF move.
Yeah, but he didn't grab him by the throat and throw him into the boards.
Another goal for Marcus Rashford.
Shock.
Another win for Manchester United.
Ten Hag.
Gonna win the league, Tom.
You're not gonna win the league.
I've already backed him.
Of course you have.
Of course I have. I told you to do it in Vegas. You're no gonna chance. Be sorry.
Spurs are gonna win the league.
Get out.
That's how stupid you sound.
Yeah, I think United can win the league. I think we can win at least 3 trophies this year.
You're going to see him lose to Newcastle.
Barcelona knocked out.
Yeah, you'll see. Well, you're going to see the treble's going to end before your very eyes. You're going to be the unlucky charm that shows up.
It's going to end on my holiday. Do you want to hear something? Do you want to hear something funny as well?
Cool.
Actually, I don't even want to say. I don't even want to put it out in the universe. I'll tell you when I come back from England.
I can't
put it out in the universe.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah. Too paranoid.
United. I mean, it's a big 3 points.
Looking good.
Big 3 points.
Look like a team again. Got a little debut for our new signing from Bayern Munich, which has bolstered the squad.
Brilliant.
That's good, isn't it? Do you want to talk about Man United anymore?
Nope.
They hung on, though, at the end. They were on the ropes there for a minute.
As I said.
But we're never in doubt. Easy 3 points. Next.
Chelsea Fulham, little West London
nothing
derby.
Nothing to say there.
0-0.
Spend how much? 300 million?
Can he keep his job?
Absolutely not. He should never have had that job.
Do you know how hard
get
it is,
him
right?
down to Leeds.
Do you know how hard it is to buy that many players and mesh a team together? By the way, he's only been there since, what, October?
Yeah, before all the new signings, though, he was out of his depth. They lost like 10 games or something. He needs to go down the road to Leeds and get back on his level.
It's a
he's
mess.
Punching way above his weight.
Well, he's from Leeds. You know he used to manage at Leeds Met University?
There you go. Get him to
so
the Met.
From? Back home.
Get back down to Leeds.
Back up.
That's his level of job. He has no business being at Chelsea.
I think that's harsh, but...
Well, results don't lie.
Yeah, but he's been thrown into an absolute hurricane.
We shouldn't have taken the job then, the bluffer.
He had to take the job.
Brighton were good. Brighton are still good.
Brighton might be better now.
They are better than Chelsea.
Deserby's gone playing.
But how on earth have they spent 300 million and can't get a goal against
Nothing
at home against Fulham?
To show for it.
And how is that not against financial fair play?
it's going to be, isn't it?
Lobbing 300 at the wall.
Weren't Liverpool trying to sign Mason Mount, but they won't pay him enough? That's what his problem is.
I can see that.
He wants more money.
Jesus. That's actually the biggest sign of Liverpool. Although I think he's rubbish.
That's why I'm like...
I don't like Mason Mount at all.
I don't rate him.
I think he's very overrated. That's why it'd be a good sign for Liverpool.
Really drag him down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd be like Jordan Henderson Mark too.
He's not near Jordan Henderson.
Do you not think so?
No.
Maybe 10 years ago. Henderson's old now. Elsewhere, Brighton got another win. 1-0 against Bournemouth. Brentford beat Southampton 3-0. Brentford fine still. And the other result on Saturday, West Ham got a good point at Newcastle.
It was 1-1.
Really good point.
Big result, though.
Yeah, Paqueta scored.
Spurs, the Brazilian? Spurs are going to catch Newcastle.
You think so?
We're coming.
After United beat them in the cup?
We're coming now.
Yeah, all right. And elsewhere, Forest beat Leeds, which put the nail in the coffin for Jesse Marsh, the bluffer. Forest have got a load of new signings as well, didn't they, in the window? A lot of random signing. Keylor Navas is now a Nottingham Forest player. Andre Ayew signed in the window.
Andre Ayew?
Who else did they
How get? Many teams Andre Ayew played for?
They got Felipe. All over the place. They got a lot of players in the window. But Forest, they're winning games as well.
Yeah.
They're out of trouble now. They're up to 13th on 24 points. Might be all right.
Yeah, should they be should right. be right there.
At the top of the league, we already talked about Arsenal. City are on 45, Manchester United are on 42. United are only 8 points off the pace.
Oh, shut up. You got to see your season end in front of your very eyes, and I can't wait.
Newcastle in fourth on 40 points. Tottenham still in fifth, embarrassing, 39.
Yeah, embarrassing.
BHA are on 34. Brentford are in seventh on 33. And don't want to talk about anyone else beneath that because you're not worth it.
Irrelevant.
Yep. Bottom three is Everton, Bournemouth, and Southampton. Anything else you want to talk about? Man United play Leeds tomorrow.
Is it in the cup?
Nope.
League.
Two Premier League games back to back.
Where? The back to back Premier League games.
Wednesday.
When's that ever happened?
It's because of the coronation. Yeah, oh, not the coronation, the funeral.
Straight up back to back. That's mad.
We just played Palace about a week apart.
That's awful. You shouldn't play the same team back to back in the league.
Especially that game.
Yeah.
United and Leeds hate each other.
Back to back.
That'd be a tasty couple of games.
I mean, I like it a little bit, actually.
I do as well.
Can you imagine if the whole Premier League was just played as back-to-backs?
I think they should do that.
Go to your place, then you come back to our place.
Come down our place.
Because whatever's kicked off on a Saturday kicks off again on a Wednesday.
I'd actually really enjoy that.
Interesting.
And then we go, to...
be very unfair, though, because injuries could really sway a season. You know what I mean?
Someone just boshes you. Second game, done in. You got anything else you want to talk about?
No.
Any confessions you want to make?
None.
None?
None.
All right, this has been A Healthy Obsession by Small Goal Soccer. Cheers for listening. We'll be back next Tuesday.
Maybe.
Monday, maybe.
Who knows?
All right, mate.
Thanks for coming.
Cheers, everyone.